drives me mad when I see adverts full of black people, full of Asian people, full of, you know, people that basically are
What's wrong with that?
Well, it doesn't reflect our society. And I feel that, you know, your average white person, average white family is like, I agree with you, Stuart, not represented anymore.
There are lots of white people on television, Sarah, are there not? There are lots of white people. There are lots of white men. There are lots of white women.
We're talking about adverts, and how many times do you look at a TV advert and you think there's not a single white person on it?
Hello, 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 and welcome to The Jolly Heretic. Now, the Reform Member of Parliament, Sarah Pokin, is currently on the ropes because she said on a TV programme that she was sick deaf of seeing TV commercials that are full of black people, full of Asian people, full of anything but white people, i.e. she was criticising the way in which non-whites are heavily overrepresented in TV commercials. And in fact, there were statistics on this that indicate that that were recently published, which found that though black people make up about 4% of the British population, they are in about 50% of TV commercials. Now, naturally, the left deliberately and dishonestly and manipulatively took this out of context and put a full stop after black and brown people and failed to add the bit where she said anything other than white people. And it's all over the internet, and they're saying that she should resign. But she's resigned for what? Resigned for stating what seems to be a fact, which is that in these commercials, the white people, the people of Britain, are hugely underrepresented. Now, this is what you would expect, by the way, in a dictatorship. Lots and lots of studies have looked at communist propaganda. They've looked at commercials as a tool of control. And they note that in dictatorships, because you're paranoid, you have a need to control people and you're ideologically fervent and so forth, then you will use commercials as a means of portraying what you regard as the ideal society, and you will hope that life imitates art. Whereas in countries that are freer, what commercials and indeed things like comedies and whatever will do is reflect back at you what your life is like, but in a light, maybe in a sort of slightly light-hearted kind of way. And they may also paint over some of the cracks in terms of social class and things like that, but they will generally attempt to reflect back at you what your life is actually like. And people like that. People enjoy that. People feel secure because of that. It makes life seem like a positive thing and a good thing, and they will be inclined to buy the product. People don't like being got at all the time. People don't like feeling that they're being subject to propaganda all the time. They're being manipulated all the time. And they will tend to just switch off in the face of that, and perhaps even refuse to buy the product. And I assume that product makers have to balance that tendency with the fuss that they will get if they don't conform to the party line and use commercials as a means of propaganda. And so they make the decision accordingly. What I thought I'd do today is look at just a random sample. I just put in to YouTube ITV commercials. And these are commercials from Saturday the 29th of March, just to see whether Sarah Pokin has a point. So let's have a look.
Tonight on ITV1, Adam and Ryan Thomas are your hosts, and 82 players remain on our brand new game show 99 to Beat at 6. And this morning, join Mark Pugac for live FA Cup quarter-final action, Fulham v Crystal Palace at 11:30.
And that's a subtle change from the old days, because you didn't, in the 80s or whatever, you didn't used to have lots and lots of regional accents on TV. The idea was to have an aspiring accent, received pronunciation to which we should all aspire. So it's interesting that it's a different kind of propaganda in a way. At that time, we were dishonest about the extent to which there were regional differences in accent. And now we emphasize that. So you have a guy with a very pronounced northeast, I don't know, Newcastle, County Durham, something like that, accent.
Next, we've animated film comedy, The Mitchells versus The Machines.
Potato.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of The Answer in Bingo.
Now, remember in looking at this that the society is at the moment about 75% white. So I would expect that to be and the overwhelming majority of people are sort of heterosexual or whatever. And I would expect that to be reflected in commercials in a free society. If a society was some kind of unfree society that put propaganda over truth, I wouldn't see that.
How?
Right, immediately. Immediately. Almost everybody on the screen.
How?
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 Wow! Wow! Wow.
Instant.
How quick is a stick?
And this is a commercial for a children's program as well. So the question is, what is the reality it's trying to present to children?
Paper can stop attracting his house.
Okay, so we have a program called How, and there are the hosts, and one of them is, I don't know, some sort of mixture of African and English. One of them is some sort of mixture of East Asian and English, and one of them is English. So that's two-thirds. So that's clearly a significant overrepresentation. So immediately you see it.
This is Celebrity Big Brother. Please do not move.
I suppose one way they can get round political correctness is by just having anonymity.
Returns. Celebrity Big Brother starts Monday, the 7th of April on ITV1 and ITVX.
Again, northern accent, northeast accent. Again, we can't have received pronunciation. We can't have the accent, the kind of accent that can be seen as the accent franker in the country. We have to have a very pronounced northeast accent.
On ITV1 and ITVX.
My name's Hannah Dawson, 22.
A body was found at...
Right, so immediately, if this is the one about Wales, I don't know.
It was up close. It was intimate.
Right, there we go. So immediately, this is police officers, and there is now a senior non-white police officer in whatever programme this is.
This is about having a go at the police.
That young life, you just snuffed it out.
The Bay, available now.
So half...
You're hanging about! Whatever you do, don't unleash the beast!
Are
you ready?
Yeah.
Again. Yay! I need another team of brave treasure seekers. Where to find them?
Okay, that's not that PC. There's only one small image of that.
We're in Japan. We're going to a place that's got a nice picturesque view. They've done enough of these trips to know the angels are going to sit around and have a nice picturesque view. Don't worry. It's going to be nice.
I really don't like it.
I know. You're doing great.
Here we go.
Thailand's known as the land of smiles. Great adventure this one, Dad.
Really love these trips with you. They're great.
Bradley and Barney Walsh, Breaking Dad, starts Tuesday at 8 on ITV1 and ITVX.
Again. Very strong, pronounced regional accents. There's no getting away from this. If this was 20 or 25 years ago, there'd be a received pronunciation accent. Now we have a woman from South London or somewhere like this. Very pronounced accent.
Millions of spectators and all eyes will be on me!
The name's Magoo. Mr. Magoo.
I'm just about had it with this.
This time you're a goner, Magoo.
Come on, weasel! You leave me no choice!
So, typical beach, South Coast.
Not your usual family holiday now on ITV1. With flashing images, it's our film, The Mitchells vs. The Machines.
The idea. There is clear overrepresentation. So you could see that almost from the beginning. Clear overrepresentation of ethnic minorities, and also very pronounced this idea of that you have to have people that, if they are English, that speak in a strong regional accent. So it's a kind of a promotion of working class culture, quite deliberately, as against anything aspirational, as against middle-class culture. So it seems to me pretty clear that Sarah Pokin is correct. And the reason for this confected outrage is precisely because she is correct.
Are you ready for the future of the West?